From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. President Barack Obama says he's deeply concerned by reports of Russian military movements in Ukraine, and he's warning there will be costs if the country's sovereignty is violated. He told reporters at the White House that he wants Moscow to give the Ukrainian people a chance to determine their own destiny. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
It was a brief statement at the end of a blistering day of developments. President Obama acknowledging Russian forces are on the move in Ukraine and urging Moscow to pull them back.
Any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity would be deeply destabilizing, which is not in the interest of Ukraine, Russia, or Europe.
He commended the restraint of the acting authorities in Kiev, but failed to say what he'll do if Russia doesn't back down.
According to the Ukrainian Interior Minister, Russian military forces are blockading Sevastopol Airport in Crimea. Our correspondent Tom Barton is at Simferopol Airport. He says it is a tense situation.
We saw yesterday how armed men took control of a government building inside the city of Simferopol. And we've seen protests by both pro-Russian groups in the city and groups who are pro-Kiev and pro-Ukraine. The situation very tense here indeed, and the authorities in Kiev warning Russia against any moves that may provoke aggression or military intervention here.
Earlier, ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych made his first public appearance since leaving Kiev last weekend amid massive protests. In a press conference in Russia's southern city, Rostov-on-Don, he said he does not consider the new leadership of Ukraine and the new elections set for May 25th to be legitimate. Viktor Yanukovych also said that he was not to blame for the bloodshed in Kiev and instead blamed the West. The U.S. government has cut the country's growth expectations for the fourth quarter of 2013 as consumer spending and exports were weaker than expected. Gross domestic product grew at an annual rate of 2.4%, down by nearly a percentage point from the previous estimate. A U.S.-born al-Qaeda militant hiding out in the mountains of Pakistan has reignited an intense debate inside the Obama administration over the use of drone strikes. Abdullah al-Shami is wanted by U.S. authorities for his role in planning al-Qaeda operations outside Pakistan, including against American troops in Afghanistan. Nina Maria Potts reports.
The New York Times quotes a senior administration official as saying they've got solid and convincing evidence that Abdullah al-Shami is involved in the production and distribution of improvised explosive devices. The fact that the senior al-Qaeda operative is in hiding in Pakistan has stoked fresh debate around the use of drones, and it's the first time the Obama administration has discussed killing a U.S. citizen abroad since Anwar al-Awlaki was killed in a CIA drone strike in Yemen in September 2011. He was a senior al-Qaeda operative.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. British police have carried out an operation leading to the arrest of 110 gang members who fraudulently tricked people into investing in worthless shares. The biggest ever crackdown on share fraudsters is the result of a two-year investigation, with the arrests taking place mainly in Spain and the UK. UK correspondent Natalie Feary has this report.
The aim of the police operation, codenamed Operation Rico, was to decimate boiler room fraud in Europe. The operation was supported by Spanish police as well as the US Secret Service. Among the items seized from alleged fraudsters were a Ferrari, a Ford Mustang, and an Aston Martin.
And the murder trial of South African Paralympic gold medalist Oscar Pistorius gets underway in Pretoria on Monday. The Blade Runner, as Pistorius is known, is accused of intentionally killing his model girlfriend Reva Steenkamp in the early hours of Valentine's Day last year. Pistorius maintains he mistook her for a burglar. Gary Alfonso looks ahead at this high-profile trial from FSN's Johannesburg Bureau.
The last few days before the Oscar Pistorius trial have been dominated by scores of leaks of unconfirmed evidence, opinion battles on social media, and investigators rushing to conclude evidence. But experts agree the most public court case in South African judicial history will be about more than a murder charge against one of the most famous athletes on earth. The case will also highlight gun control, gender violence, the power of money, and crime in South Africa.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.